Perek Beis Mishnah Ches Halapid, a torch. The Kahati explains, Kim Ka'ar Shel Cheres, you have like this earthenware bowl. She knows the Betoch, you place inside of it the psilos, the wicks, the shemen, the oil, and the zephes. V'him Chodez Milamata, and its bottom is shaped in a manner where it's pointy. V'toch V'mchiduda B'chor Shabrosh HaKundas, and you place this pointed part into the head of the pole that supports it. U'madligim Asap Psilos, and then you ignite the wicks and you lift them up. And the Mishnah teaches us over here, She'alaf Alpi, even though the actual lapid is mechud, the actual bowl that's holding the flame, the bottom of it is pointed. Ve'en yachol yishiv be'asbo, cannot sit on its own. It has to be inserted into the pole to be supported. Nevertheless, ha'il u'makom u'shavo m'tukun u'miyuchad b'rosh ha'kundas, since its designated spot is to be placed on top of this pole that will support this torch, therefore, tamei, it is going to be mekabel tumah. Ubeis shikoy shel ner, and the beis shikoy shel ner, this is hamak of the place hashakua b'ner shel cheres. So this is like the spot of a hamakam hashakua b'ner shel cheres. So in a ner of cheres, in an earthenware candle, there's like this area which is shakua. There's like a recess over there. So metame ba'avir. So that area is going to be metame even via the airspace. Shashakua nechshav ketoch. This shakua, this spot that's holding the ner of cheres, is deemed like the depth. Afapi she'ain kol ner shakua bo, even though not the whole entire candle is settled over there, ki ma'at men, only a little bit of it is settled over there. Nevertheless, it's deemed to have like a toch, like a depth, and therefore this the base shukah shel ner, the recessed area that supports this ner of cheres, is going to be b'kabel tumah. Hamasrik shel tzartzur. So tzartzur is like a jug or a bakbuk or like a bottle of cheres. Shepiv mechusa bereshes, where the mouth is covered with a net. Umisabav lereshes, then around the net are shinayim, or like teeth, kind of like the teeth of a comb. Vimnitla sheretz, if you hang a sheretz in the ear space of just of these like teeth that go around this jug. So Rabbi Eliezer is metaher. Rabbi Lezer says it's not mekabel tumah because he holds einu mekabel tumah she'ein aver hamisrak nechshav toch, the air space between the teeth that are coming up around this bottle, that air space is not deemed a toch, ein aver hamisrak nechshav ketoch, it's not deemed a toch, like a depth, like a recessed area, and therefore if you hang a sheretz in that area, it's not mekabel tumah. However, the Chachamim are mitame. The Chachamim say that no, it is mekabel tumah just by hanging a sheretz in that airspace. Lefi shebein shinei hamisrak, between each tooth of this comb-like structure around the top of the bottle, nechshav ketoch, we do deem it like a toth, like a depth. We deem it like the depth of the kli, and therefore it would be no different than hanging a sheretz in the airspace of a bowl. Here you're hanging the sheretz in the airspace of like these kind of like this rim of teeth. And therefore, it is deemed part of the kli, and it would be mekabel tumah. And that concludes Perek Beis. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Here we'll discuss the dinim of kli cheres shenikvu bishuleim, where there's a puncture on the bottom of the kli. So what's going to be the shear of this neck, of this hole, this puncture, that will be metar the kli from its tumah? Shear kli cheres, the shear of a hole, of a neck of a kli cheres, letar, to metar the kli. Shitar al yado mitum azar, that via this hole redeemed the kli to be broken, and therefore you are mitar from its tumah. Kilo nishbar kula, as if the entire kli is broken. And the chayin shalai kabal tumah, if it's not tameh yet, and then you make this hole, it will not be mekabel tumah because it's deemed a broken kli. What is this shir? Ha'asu la ayuchlan, if the kli is meant to hold food, shiur bezesim. Mishinagif ha'bemotzi zayis, if the hole is big enough that you can pull an olive through it. If the kli was holding a zayas, an olive, and it would be able to slip through that hole, that would be the shear. Ha'as l'mashkin, a kli, which is meant to hold liquid, shi'uri b'mashkin. V'shi'inakev b'konis mashke. Ha'inu shi'im manichim oso al gabi mashkim, nichnasim ha'mashkim l'kli derech oso nekev. If the hole is big enough that were you to place this kli on top of a liquid, liquid would enter through that hole, that would be the shear. And to also lakach or lakach, if you have a kli which is meant both for food and liquid, for example, the kadeir, a pot that you're cooking it basar meat together with the rote, together with the gravy. So matilin oisai lachumray bezesim. We go lachumra she'enu tar el emke nigev b'motzi zayis. It will only be tar if the hole is big enough of the shevek zayis, like we mentioned, by a kli that holds food. So this kli that holds both food and liquid, we go l'chumra with the shear of the zayis.